Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Be Near Me, written by Andrew O'Hagan and read by Jerome Pride.
You are a coward, a hypocrite. Mrs. Poole, please, what do you know of the world? Where have you been? Had you any life at all, ever?
I've had some.
You had none. None. I am nothing to you. We are all nothing to you. What do you care now for people? Oh, you had your 5 minutes of being the big man of action. Where was that? At Oxford University? Don't make me laugh. You told me about it yourself. You were the sort of person who had a chandelier when you were a student. I've never spoken to anybody about my life. And no wonder, she said. There is no life. Nothing. It's all invisible with your kind. You had a good way of thinking once, just once. How long did it last? A month? A year? And now you're like those warmongers, believing whatever it suits you to believe. Mrs. Poole, I said, you're not well. Aye, she said, but I know what my illness is. What is yours? Mrs. Poole, you talk about morality. What morality? I tried to do the right thing, and Jack knows that. But everything is just lies. People just lie about who they are, and you are just part of it. I said it was just the way she was feeling. I was a priest, and that was what priests were here for, times of crisis. Oh, please, she said, don't make a hero of yourself every time. The house misses you, I said. No, she said, you. It misses you. At least I'm here in my head. Mrs. Poole, let me help you. I saw you with him. You desecrated that house, and I loved it there. Yes, I said. I loved it too. The garden, she said. It will always be there, I said, and she turned her eyes to me, her eyes filled with tears and full of pity. You are a fool, Father, she said, and I feel sorry for you. I really do. You don't know what you've done. I rubbed my hands with the alcohol cleanser by the sink, and it dried very cold on them. You know so much, she said from the bed, except loyalty. You know nothing about loyalty, Father. Listen to the way you talk, I said. You didn't learn that from your husband. I know, she said quite sadly. I learnt it from you. There's a way of feeling homesick, not for any house, not for any particular place, but just feeling homesick as a manner of being alive. Every day a sense of existing in exile from a place where you might belong. The Germans have a word for it. Heimweh. I sat in the chair, and the chair was a momentary prison. Mrs. Poole had her view of me now, and there was no way back to our jokes and our music.